Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's a sunny Tuesday.
More days till Friday.
All right. Celebrity Trash This Time Around is brought to you by Yoga Pants. Winter's coming. So now's the time to stock up on more loungewear. Make sure you have comfy yoga pants to last you while you're in the house bored.
Did you get yours?
I just now had to check to make sure I had pants on, Vinny. They're that comfortable.
Oh, really? You love your, what were they, Lululemon Align?
Yeah, these are the, I got the wide leg ones, the high waist. They're right up under my boobs. It's freaking great. I love it.
They're that high-waisted?
Oh, when I'm sitting down all crunched over, I pull them right up to my boobs.
Wow.
God, they're so cozy, though. It's they really are like not wearing pants. They're just flowing.
They're on your ribs.
Yeah. Well, when I stand up, they come down a little bit. They're right here. A little wide leg.
What about the bottom? Let me see the bottom.
The pant leg?
Yeah. Oh, they're not tight. Oh, look at that.
They're a wide leg.
All right.
There's the butt.
Oh.
There you go.
Nice.
They even have some pretty deep pockets in them. They're great. Brought to you by... And by the way, we're not endorsing Lululemon or anything. Some listeners said, Sarah, you gotta get these pants. And I went, all right, I'll get them. I'll get the pants.
Shame.
So there you go. Pants. If you gotta wear them, let them be yoga pants.
Does Village know you turn into him all the time?
What?
Does he know that?
Sarah. Why do you constantly turn into me? It's weird. Like you have some kind of obsession with me.
Quit stealing my gig, man.
Hey, man. That's my signature sound, Sarah. Ozzy's daughter. We're going to start there.
All right.
Her name's Amy Osborne. It's not the other daughter, not the son, although I do have a story about their son. But Ozzy's daughter, Amy, famously, what she's most famous for is not being on their reality show. She moved into the guest house of their property when they decided that they were going to do Meet the Osbournes or whatever the hell the name of that show was, which was a great show. I watched it. It was one of the very first sort of reality TV shows that people didn't get kicked off of. It was, although I suppose maybe The Real World was the first one, but it was just sort of fun to get that glimpse inside their house and just see Ozzy in his natural element. It was in his natural habitat. So Ozzy's daughter, Amy, has now announced her debut album.
It's called,
and she's releasing it under the name Aro, or possibly just A-R-O. Her real name is Amy Rachel Osborne. It's just an acronym for her name.
But as an artist, that's the name she's going to go by, and the album will be called something totally else.
It's Aro is the artist. And let me see if I have the name of the album. It's Vicari Adamare.
So she's not trying to make it at all. Like, she's got enough money, and this is just a project for her to have fun.
And I will say, I listened to the two songs that we're going to play, and they're fine. They're well executed. They're not for me. And I wonder if they don't think they'll be for you either. People are comparing her to, like, Kate Bush and Portishead. And I don't really, I mean, I guess, okay. It's sort of ethereal sounding,
ambient,
some of it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, so, you know, I've been to a massage parlor or two. They need music as well.
They do. It's true. There's all kinds of, you know, places where they don't want anyone getting too excited.
Right.
standalone singles. She released maybe in 2015, right around there. She had released a couple. So we've heard maybe little bits of her. I don't remember any of those songs, though. But this was the RO project. They say that it took her 10 years to make this record. So, okay. And that there's all kinds of stuff over the last 10 years. And she doesn't sound anything like her dad, so don't be looking for that. There are two songs. The one that she's releasing today is called House of Lies. But then over the summer, apparently another one. Did we wind up listening to this?
I don't know if we did.
So you had to pull it fresh today, right?
I did.
So we're going to hear a couple, and this is what the album's going to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out October
1st.
It's coming out October 30th. Give me the latest one, House
of
Lies.
House of Lies. Here it is.
Picture like a rose that wasn't blooming. You're mine. 'Cause everything I do is all my choosing. It's mine. 'Cause you come.
Into a chorus soon or something?
Here it is.
Alright. It's, you know, it's not that it's badly executed or anything. It's just...
Well, I would say... So, what I was saying earlier, I worked at the La Costa Resort. I was one of the people who was around that massage area, the spa area, the whole time. That is too much for even a spa to play. Like that background, the dirt, 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 dirt.
That sounds like
Stranger Things. Yeah, I was going to sing.
It's not good. It's not going to fit there. They're not going to be able to use that. There you go.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like that. It's even less dreamy than this. Like, this might work better at the massage parlor than.
But yeah, there's a tension there that's kind of neat, but it wouldn't work for that type of relaxation thing that I would think. Right. You know.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe if she is looking to have some success, she doesn't want to, you know, be classified as yoga music or
all
whatever.
Right.
So the next song is the one that came out sometime over the summer. It's called Shared Something with the Night. And here's what that sounds like.
Living for you in my thoughts. One look at you, I fall apart. You're so heavy on my soul, and my mind tears everything apart. You're behind my every move, when I walk in it to get some rest.
Actually, I'm just better than that other one. So anyway, that's a taste of what her new record, Vocare Adamare, will sound like. The artist we're talking about is Aro, or possibly just A-R-O, and it's Amy Osborne, the daughter of Ozzy Osborne. That's who we're listening to right now. You know, I looked this morning, I was like, oh, what does she look like? And she, in some pictures, she actually looks like Kelly. She's like, you know, the perfect blend of the two parents.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's gotten older, it looks like she's either gotten really skinny, because they have that sort of wide jowl face, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yep.
She had that in some earlier pictures. She doesn't have that at all anymore. Like her dimples seem to have changed. Like, I don't know if she's done some work or.
You don't, huh?
I don't.
That's all that family does. What are you talking about? She's had work. You can bet on it. Oh, you know what? I think she's gorgeous.
She is. She's beautiful.
She's good looking.
She is. But she's changed a lot, because there's some pictures of her when she's like, you know, 16, and it's like, whoa. She just looks like another Kelly. She looks just
right,
like
right.
But as she's gotten
older.
But
yeah, I mean, whatever. Clearly, she's not going to have to work. She's from a very well-off family. This is fun for her. Good for her.
Yeah, I was looking at one of her videos this morning, the one for the second song we just heard, and there were only 3,000 views on it. And I thought, yeah, she doesn't need the money. It'll be
care,
all right.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to imagine yourself walking that into I know radio stations aren't the only place music gets played anymore.
Not
but
anymore,
imagine walking into a radio station and the format going, Who's supposed to play this?
Mm-hmm. Where do I take this to?
It's too tense for something like Coit. It's not upbeat enough for us. It's definitely not top 40.
Right.
What is that? I don't know.
No. Well, maybe, you know, she can hope to be in yoga studios and spas. Their brother, Jack Osborne, he has a little daughter named Minnie. She's 3 years old, and she has coronavirus. She's tested positive for the coronavirus. During Monday's season 11 premiere of The Talk, co-host Sharon Osborne revealed this news and talked about how Minnie's diagnosis meant that she was unable to appear live in studio as originally planned. "I was meant to be in the studio. I was so looking forward to it," said 67-year-old Sharon. She told her fellow co-host. "And then, unfortunately, one of my granddaughters, Minnie, has come down with COVID." So she's okay, but if the grandma has been exposed, right, then, you know, and I guess they've been testing these people leading up to this, and I think they thought that that group was safe. They probably have, you know, their grandchildren in their bubble. But I guess there is a, by the way, no one else in the family, in Jack Osborne's family, has tested positive for this, even though I assume they deal with that child all the time. But they have some kind of employee that also deals with her. And that person is apparently the one who brought it into the house.
Well, I was going to say, people with means most definitely are hiring help, because it's too hard to do it yourself. And why wouldn't you spend the money on that?
If you can afford it, get some help.
Right.
Well, and hopefully they already had people in place and said, "Sorry, but you can't leave. You need to stay here because we can't do this alone. We need right. you. You're the best. Thank you. Great. Go back to your room." So Monday Night Football happened last night, as you are well aware. Mm-hmm. And as the festivities were kicking off in Las Vegas, the Killers offered the Raiders a Vegas welcome with a halftime performance of Mr. Brightside. They did it from a rooftop. It's kind of cool. And I guess we could put the whole video up at radio at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Sure can.
But here's a little clip of it.
"Hello, we're the Killers, and it's our pleasure to welcome the Raiders to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I think we got just the song for the occasion, right, Ted?"
So are they on the roof at Caesar's Palace? Because that's where they're maybe they're showing it.
They're on a roof. Look at that. I'm not sure of what though, but it's pretty cool.
Roof.
That is a great shot, though.
Yeah.
And the entire strip has
look
all the...
Look at it. It's all behind them. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they're on all the video screens, all the big...
so they're ever so... I see.
Out there on the strip.
Caesar's Palace there, and they just said, welcome. And that's cool. That's neat.
It's pretty
cool. That drummer
cool.
loves to play drums. He's so
Let me just jump ahead a little bit.
Oh my God, they're on the whole side of the building. Well, maybe that's an effect. That's really cool. Anyway, welcome to Vegas, Raiders.
I wonder what the temp was on that roof, even at that hour of night. Had to be 90-something, right?
I'm sure it was plenty warm. Yeah. Maybe I'm sure they had to get powdered right before they went on. What a cool thing, though, like to be in the Killers and be like, yeah, all right, we'll do a thing from the top of a building. Oh, you can see. I mean, they're right in the center of the strip. That's incredible. You can see everything. All right. Up next is Marilyn Manson. Marilyn has stopped drinking absinthe.
You do love me.
I do. Of course I do. Please. Was there ever any question? Marilyn reveals that he stopped drinking absinthe right around the time he stopped taking painkillers. You know, in 2017, he was hit by a giant stage prop. These two guns like fell on him. Giant guns.
I do remember that.
He got really hurt. He actually calls one of his legs bionic now. He goes, "I don't know how I can get through the metal detectors at airports." You know, I'm assuming he tells them. He says, "I don't set off the machines. Maybe it's all like plastic parts. Who knows?" He was hospitalized after a pair of giant pistols fell on him during a show in the olden days when there were shows, at New York's Hammerstein Ballroom, forcing him to cancel a bunch of shows. And he decided to stop taking... there's the footage of... that really was a huge prop that just wiped him out.
You can tell it's heavy, too.
It's even on... Yeah.
Oh! Ow! What just happened?
It's least twice as tall
as him. Down. Nobody tied this thing down.
And he's climbing it.
I know. Well, yes.
Oh, and pulls it over on top of him.
Ow.
Oh, boy.
Ow.
Oh, you can see him holding his leg, too.
Yeah. After. So he gets taken to the hospital at that point, and they have to operate on him. And so as he's in recovery from this, they had him on painkillers. And he said, I need to stop this. So following the accident, they sent him home with a prescription, and he decided, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I think I'm going to quit absinthe as well. He basically said, I didn't take the painkillers. I mean, I did it initially while I was in the hospital, like in the operation. But being that I had taken them in the past, which increased it to recreational use, I didn't want to fall prey to that. So I just didn't do it. I mean, it hurts. But once your pain receptors in your brain, it changes the way you think. All your cortisol, the dopamine, everything in your brain changes. It wasn't a struggle like for me where I don't get triggered like, oh, I want to do painkillers or something like that again. And it's why I stopped drinking absinthe as well. It clouds the frontal lobe. A lot of people find it to be artistically enhancing, but it also bends your brain a bit sometimes in a bad way where you're just convinced what you're doing is really great when it's just the drug telling you that. That's what I realized a while back. Especially going into this record, but before that, and he goes on and on.
I know he loves to talk. He's interesting. One of the stories that I don't have the whole story in front of me, but he like married that one lady, and then her story is, and then he disappeared and would go and just be doing drugs all night, never come home, and she was like, I'm married to an absentee husband.
Right. An absentee.
He just disappeared and he tubed his whole marriage before it even ever had a chance to start.
Right. He used to like hanging out with her. As soon as they were married, he's like, oh, I'm going to go party with the boys or whoever. Right.
Or alone.
Alone. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Glass coffee tables are going to kill you. I also have a bunch of other stories. After the
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.